This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call the Senate Appropriations Committee to order, and I want to welcome the Internet listeners. We will have two bills, and then we'll also have the opportunity to introduce a bill on behalf of the governor this morning. Again, want to welcome those that are in our room today, and also say that if there's any cell phones that you want to vibrate or put on motion so that you call us, whatever, we'll make sure that you contribute to Mike Charity. With that, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton. Nessebe.
Here.
Cronin. Partridge.
Here.
Peters. Excused. Haverly.
Here.
White.
Here.
Wick?
Here.
Tiedemann?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Good. If we could have our two pages come forward to an open mic and introduce themselves, tell us where you're from, your name, and where you plan to go to school. And you can sit down there or use that one right up there, and then you don't have to. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I'm Aaron Dekoff. I'm from Wessington. I go to Wolseley Wessington High School, and I plan to go to SDSU for electrical engineering.
Good choice.
I'm Grace Homer. I'm from Del Rapids, and I go to the public school, and I plan to go to Richmond University to study international relations.
Good. Very good. Thank you for your service, and hopefully you've enjoyed your time so far as pages. Good. Good, good. Thank you. So again, at this time, I'll go to Senator Wick.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
Yes, go ahead.
I move to introduce a bill on behalf of the governor entitled An Act to Authorize the South Dakota Building Authority to Provide for the Construction of and Improvements to the State Animal Disease Research and Diagnostic Laboratory and Infrastructure at the South Dakota State University to increase and establish certain agricultural fees, to transfer certain funds, to make an appropriation, and to declare an emergency.
Moved by Senator Wick, seconded by Senator Partridge to introduce the bill on behalf of the governor, an act to authorize, Any comments on that?
Well, I think this is a priority stated by the governor, and I do think it is something that deserves a conversation. I think we should move the bill forward.
Any other discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Sutton's excused. Nessebe?
Pass.
Cronin is excused. Partridge?
Aye.
Peters is excused. Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Six.
Motion passes. The bill will go to the floor. It'll actually go to the floor to get assigned a bill number since it doesn't have one at this point in time. So with that, we'll take up the first bill on the agenda, House Bill 1009, authorize the Board of Regents to accept a donation of land from Pennington County to the use and benefit of the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Proponents for House Bill 1009.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is G. Costa. I'm the General Counsel for the South Dakota Board of Regents, and I'm here to speak in favor of this bill. The pages are passing out two handouts for you. One is a bill brief that has a picture of the land that this bill references, and the second handout is just a bigger version of that picture. So the purpose of this bill is to authorize the board to accept a donation of land from Pennington County for the use and benefit of the School of Mines. This property is on a hill that slopes up, and it's approximately 1.2 acres. On your map, it's outlined in red. As you'll see on the map, the property is surrounded on three sides by property that is currently owned by the School of Mines Foundation, and that's outlined in blue on the map. There is a small parcel of approximately 0.2 acres that is owned by a developer, but the overwhelming majority of the surrounding property is owned by the foundation. This property was acquired by Pennington County as a result of delinquent property taxes, and the county does not want the property and would like to transfer to the School of Mines. pursuant to board policy that requires an environmental assessment to be done before the board would approve accepting any land. That was done, and the results was that there are no environmental concerns posed by this property. The board has no immediate plans for the property, but given its proximity to campus and the fact that it's mostly the land surrounding it is mostly owned by the foundation, the board agrees with the county that this transfer makes sense both for the board and for the county. So the board needs the legislature's approval before it can accept the land, and I'm here today to ask for your support. Thank you for your time and attention, and I'll stand by for any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Other proponents for House Bill 1009. Other proponents for House Bill 1009. Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1009? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1009? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony and open it up for questions by the committee. Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just would encourage my colleagues to vote for this bill. This is one of those where the county actually contacted the School of Mines because it made sense that this parcel would go to the School of Mines if they were to try to, you know, get it opened up privately and auction it or whatever. There'd be conditional use permits and things like that. That'd be really difficult to try to build anything there because the School of Mines would not be in favor of that, obviously. And so it just, it's one, this is one of those that really makes a lot of sense in terms of taking this on and making this, approving this transaction. So I encourage your yes vote.
Is there any other questions or comments? Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, would encourage my colleagues to vote for this. The School of Mines Foundation has done a great job of acquiring properties to help clean up an area. The entire city is working on this innovation district east of 5th. Perhaps eventually this could go into that, too. And it just makes sense, as the senator said.
At this point, I'm going to ask my Senator Wick to make a motion, since we'll take action, since we've moved beyond the questions right into discussion. So that's okay. Not a problem. We're going to move right on through. So, Senator Wick.
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass House Bill 1009.
Seconded by Senator Partridge. Now, discussion on that motion. Senator Nessaba.
Just a clarification. Was there an assessment done on the value of the property about how much is it worth?
Not that I'm aware of, but I don't know.
Senator White?
That was a question I had. I know it was a procedural question. I don't know if it's something that needs to be done or doesn't have to be done, but maybe you want to check on that.
Thank I you. Believe you can answer that question. Since it's a gift, they're not charging anything. The appraisal probably is not needed. If it was a private individual that was gifting to the university, then you would definitely want an appraisal so that they could take it off their taxes. Am I correct in that?
I believe so, yes.
No, you said yes, you are correct.
Yes, absolutely, Senator.
Thank you.
You are absolutely
much.
Correct.
This is the first time we've had you before us, and you got off so easy. So. Any other discussion on the motion? Yes, Senator Patrick.
And, of course, as it goes along with that, Mr. Chair, I believe the county only has the opportunity to transfer it to another government entity. There is no other opportunity to transfer it somewhere else. So, you know, it would be kind of potentially duplicitous to do all that.
Thank you very much for that clarification. That's good for the record. Any other discussion on the motion of due pass on House Bill 1009? Seeing none. Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Sutton's excused. Nessaba?
Aye.
Cronin is excused. Partridge?
Aye.
Peters is excused. Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Six.
House Bill 1009 is passed, and we'll go on to the Senate floor.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator
Move
Wick.
Consent.
Move consent by Senator Wick. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Partridge. Any discussion on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. It will go on consent. Okay. Next bill will be House Bill 1039, Authorize Certain Rulemaking Authority for the State Board of Finance. Proponents for House Bill 1039.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. I'm Teresa Bray, Deputy Secretary of State of Administrative Services, and I'm here on behalf as Secretary for the State Board of Finance. House Bill 1039 is before you today as a cleanup bill. This particular one was recommended to us during the administrative rules hearing that we had last fall, and it was recommended that we needed to clarify that we do have the authority to promulgate rules. Section 1 states that we may promulgate rules regarding the state mileage rate, and then Section 2 is a new section that would state that we may promulgate rules regarding the state lodging rate, the state per diem rate, and the meals rate. There is no fiscal impact with this bill, and it's merely just a cleanup bill, and we'd ask for your passage of this bill, and I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Berry. Any other proponents to House Bill 1039? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1039? Any opponents to House Bill 1039? Seeing none, we'll stop public testimony and open it up for questions at this point from the committee. Senator Nessaba.
Chairman Tiedemann and Teresa Bray, what's your title?
Deputy Secretary, Mr. Chair, Deputy Secretary of State of Administrative Services.
One of these days, I'm going to learn how to ask these questions, Mr. Chair,
you're
Deputy
doing
Secretary.
Very well, Senator.
How does this change the current process of what you're doing now?
It does not change the process. It just clarifies that we do have the authority to be able to promulgate the rules. We have been promulgating those rules. It just clarifies in statute that we can do that.
Any other questions? Any other committee questions? If not, we'll close the questions and move to discussion and or action. Senator Wick.
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass House Bill 1039.
Seconded by Senator Nessaba. Just beat you by a real close tie there almost. But so moved by Senator Wick, do pass, seconded by Senator Nessaba. House Bill 1039, any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton's excused. Nessaba?
Aye.
Cronin is excused. Partridge?
Aye.
Peters is excused. Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Six.
House Bill 1039 is due pass. We'll go to the floor. I hear a motion from Senator Partridge, due consent, and a second by Senator Nessaba. Is that correct? Any discussion on that motion to have it as consent? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. It's on consent. Anything else that we need to take care of today before the committee? Otherwise, the chair will move. A motion, ask for a motion to adjourn. Mr. Senator Chair, White.
I make that motion.
Okay, second. Moved by Senator White, seconded by Senator Wick to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. We are adjourned.